أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من كفر بالله من بعد إيمانه إلا من أكره وقلبه مطمئن بالإيمان ولكن من شرح بالكفر صدرا فعليهم غضب من الله ولهم عذاب عظيم ذلك بأنه مستحب الحياة الدنيا على الآخرة وأن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين أولئك الذين طبع الله على قلوبهم وسمعهم وأبصارهم وأولئك هم الغافلون لا جرم أنهم في الآخرة هم الخاسرون صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 106 to 109 of Surah An-Nahl. When the persecution in Makkah Mukarramah reached those heights and those levels, the Quraysh, the Kufar, began to persecute Sahaba at a very high level. And especially those Sahaba who did not have tribal strength in Makkah Mukarramah were made to utter words of kufr, to denounce Islam, to praise the idols, etc. Amongst them was Sayyidina Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His father Sayyidina Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his mother Sayyida Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. When it reached those levels, Sayyidina Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu refused to denounce Islam, to praise the idols of the Quraysh, or say anything that was against Iman. And similar, his wife Sayyida Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha also refused. So the result of it was Sayyidina Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made a shaheed, and then Sayyida Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, her legs were tied to two camels that was made to walk apart from each other, and in that way she became shaheed, in which her body split into two parts. Now those were the first martyrs of Islam. Sayyida Sumayya was the first female martyr of this beautiful deen of Islam. When it came to Sayyidina Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he withstood all the persecutions, but at that point in time in his heart, he felt that Iman is strong in my heart, I am satisfied with Tawheed and the oneness of Allah. So to utter something that is against the grain of Iman will not affect my Iman. And the result was Sayyidina Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said what he was persecuted to say, and he was let loose and his life was saved. But obviously that is the heart of a Sahabi, of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As soon as he is allowed to leave, he is released, he goes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he reports the incident to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that I was persecuted and I was made to say these words. But in my mind, I thought if I say these words, my heart is still filled with Iman and the Tawheed and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I said these words. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once again reconfirmed that, was your heart satisfied with the oneness of Allah? Was your heart at ease with regards to Tawheed? Or was there any shadow or shade of kufr in that heart? He replied, no, never. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed these ayat. Man kafara billahi min ba'di imani. That person who disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after he has brought Iman, we're gonna miss the middle part of the ayat and we'll come back. Then Allah Ta'ala says, walakin sharah, وَلَكِنْ شَرَحَ بِالْكُفْرِ صَدْرًا. And then his heart is open towards kufr. فَعَلَيْهِمْ غَضَبٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. Then upon him is the ghadab, is the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is a person disbelieves from before, and one is a person brings iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and after he brings iman, he renegades, and he turns away from the deen of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then in between, Allah says, إِلَّا مَنْ أُكْرِهَ وَقَلْبُهُ مُطْمَئِنٌّ بِالْإِيمَانِ. This rule will remain, that the ghadab, the lanat, the curse of Allah will be upon that person that embraces Islam and turns away from Allah Rabbul Izzat, except that person who is forced, however his heart is mutmain, his heart is satisfied with iman, and there is not a shade, not a shadow of kufr, then that is an exception. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed these verses in those circumstances. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And for the person that turns away, then for him is a great punishment. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُ مُسْتَحَبُّ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ. Why would a person turn away from Allah after he had brought iman? That is because he loved and he gave precedence to the life of this world over the akhirah. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not guide the community of disbelievers. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Those are the people upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the seal on their hearts. وَسَمْعِهِمْ. And their hearing. وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ. And their eyes. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. And they are the neglectful ones. لَا جَرَمَ أَنَّهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Most certainly for them, they will be the losers in the hereafter. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the strength of our iman, and Allah ta'ala always keep us steadfast on iman. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.